Like, well, what the team was able to do defensively 5-on-5 yesterday didn't really allow much in terms of high danger chances yesterday.
Yeah, it was a grind. I mean, obviously that's a tough team and a tough building, so there's not going to be a whole lot either way. And I thought we stuck with the game plan throughout, and obviously goaltending was huge. So that's kind of the way it's going to look if you're going to win in that building, and I was happy that we stuck with it.
You played the Ducks a number of times over your career, obviously. Have you seen any kind of similarities to how they play the game versus, say, Los Angeles that you're able to carry into tomorrow?
Well, it's a heavy game. Both of them are similar in style. You know, there's not going to be a whole lot of free space out there. You know, you're going to have to be responsible with the puck. And the more you make them turn, the more you make them come 200 feet. You know, you just try to wear them out. I think that's been our key, is just trying to use four lines and make teams come 200 feet. And by the end of the game, hopefully wear them down.
Like, what was it like each intermission to be able to have a goal like that late in the final minute? Just what does that do from a player's standpoint coming in where you get that little boost on the ice in the final 60 seconds?
Well, it sets them back a little bit. You know, they have to go in the dressing room and regroup after that. You know, it kind of sets the tone for the start of the next period. And certainly the one in the second period, you know, to go up 2-0 was a big one because, you know, then they kind of have to play into our hands there in the third period.
Focus is obviously on your team, but how different do they look without Getzlaff and Kessler down the middle?
Yeah, two huge pieces. It's different, but you know, you find a lot of times the guys that fill in are chomping at the bit. You know, they're playing at a high level to establish themselves, and it's a great opportunity for guys, you know, when some of the marquee guys aren't in. That being said, you know, Ryan Getzlaff, one of the best centers in the league, and Ryan Kessler is one of the best two-way centers in the league. So it's two big holes for them, but like I said, you know, it's not going to change how we approach a game.
Like America Thanksgiving, I mean, today, and they always say that's a big day, and I know you guys aren't thinking too far ahead, but where you are positionally in the division, in the conference at this stage in the season, you know, your thoughts just on the success of the team so far?
Well, yeah, I think we can be happy with just how we've approached everything. You know, I think we've approached every game the same way. You know, we're focused on Anaheim, and that's the biggest thing, but you know, I think we can be happy with the strides we've made in the first quarter here, but the realization is there's still three quarters ahead of us. So we're excited about where we're at, but I think we're even more excited about the fact that we can get better every single day, and it's been our focus so far this year, and we continue to do that, and you know, hopefully we can keep this thing going.
It's a lofty position that maybe this club hasn't been in since 11, since it came. I mean, how do you?
You focus on the next game. You know what I mean? You don't read headlines. You don't focus on where you are in the standings. You just focus on the next game. And today we focus on trying to get better. Tomorrow we're going to do the same thing. It's just trying to keep that you know, one track mind. Worry about the day you have in front of you, and then do that every single day. You know, don't get too far ahead of yourself, because you start doing that, you're gonna slip up and wonder what happened.
Is it the first time really though that the club has bought into the whole defined roles thing? And I know that one of the winning clubs do that. I mean, you look what Tanev did last night and what your defensive core does and the four lines going. I mean, is defined line roles everybody has?
Well, you won't win without it. So I think it's such a great thing to have games like last night where, you know, those guys can wake up this morning, you know, feeling like they had a huge impact on a win. You know, because it's not always going to be the same two guys scoring goals. It's not always going to be the same three or four guys, you know, making the plays. It's going to have to be the group, you know, blocking shots and doing the right things over and over again. And, you know, that's what winning teams have. They have the guys that nobody talks about that just come in and put in the work every single day and work hard and don't go for the attention, the notoriety. They do it for the team, and you know, obviously we love those guys for doing that.